We are back live in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box for Pisgah High School Baseball tonight. It's Stuart Kramer, the Stuart Kramer Storm from down in Belmont, against your Mountain 8 Conference Champion, Pisgah Bears. Welcome to the baseball game, everybody. This is Tim Surratt. Jack Webb beside me here, and Jack Q out back at the station. Hey, we're brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniform, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air. Welcome to the game, everybody. It's going to be a good one, Jack, we hope.
Correct. It should be.
It should be. We are excited about this. It's a, and if you're just joining us, I hope you heard the previous announcement that Jack back at the station made, and then when I came on earlier, that Stuart Kramer's bus broke down. This game was to start at 6, and their bus broke down on Saluda Mountain. I have been there, trust me. That's pretty remote out there. No service, no phone service, they said. And lo and behold, we're starting an hour late. But you know what? If I'm going to a serious game, I want to see it under the lights, man. That's going to be fun. Well, the two coaches are meeting at home plate with the umpires, and boy, you can tell this is a serious game tonight, third round state playoff game. We have four umpires tonight, some of them from the Smoky Mountain Conference. They told me it's kind of like college football. They switch conferences when it gets down so far, you know. So one was from Murphy, one was from Blairsville, Georgia. It's going to be an interesting crew. Should be a great game tonight. Pisgah, I believe, 17-3, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
17-3, a magical, magical year for our boys. And we want to see it continue for six of these boys. If we were to lose, it would be the last game here in Canton. Well, it'll be the last game in Canton regardless, because if we win the game, we'll go on the road for the fourth round of the state playoffs. But we got a tall order to handle tonight, the good Stuart Kramer team from down in Belmont. Again, the coaches meeting at home plate. And you got to wonder if it will take any toll on the Stuart Kramer players being broken down on the side of the road after a long ride in the first place. Stuart Kramer High School is down near Belmont, North Carolina. So,
and their winning record overall is 20-5.
20-5. Stuart Kramer is 20-5. They are a great team, and that's what you can expect at this time of the season when just about all the other teams are at home. Or some of them, I've seen players from other teams here tonight from other teams in our conference. I see there's three or four of them from Brevard down here that have come, I believe, to cheer the Bears on, because even though it was tight games with Brevard, when the boys were on base or whatever, the other team's talking to them, laughing and joking and carrying on. So it's good to see those boys out tonight. Two great games with Brevard to get us to where we are. And again, the Bears won a crazy, wonderful victory over North Surrey this past Friday night. If you were listening, you remember how wonderful that was.
Oh, my gosh.
It was one of the best games we've ever seen, yeah. I think. That Jack and I broadcast together, and I just kept saying I want to see a special moment, and we got it. Zach Wester with the walk-off double. Well, it's time for starting lineups and keys to the game. Tonight's keys to the game brought to you by Forga Contracting. Jack, I'll let you go first. Your keys for tonight's game:
pitching, number one.
Pitching.
And defense.
Pitching and defense.
No errors.
No errors. That's good. And I'll take the third part of it. Get the bats going early. Get the bats going early. As I understand it, they've got one kid that pitches in the high 90s. He, to my knowledge, is not starting. They've got a kid that's in mid 80s, maybe. And we'll see how that affects our boys. But we need to get on them quick, because you don't want this thing to go on, and have to climb out of a hole. But you never know. But that's tonight's keys to the game, brought to you by Forga Contracting. Again, we're brought to you tonight by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniform, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and Paper Town Roots Radio. Our PA announcer, Caleb Smith, announcing the starting lineup and the reserves for Stuart Kramer. He'll be underway with the Pisgah lineups now. And we'll remind you that every base hit and home run is sponsored by Custom Paving. We hope there's a lot of that.
Pisgah base hits. Pisgah home runs.
Not all of them, huh?
Nope.
Well, I like to say Custom Paving anyway. They're good to us.
Yeah, they are.
Shortstop, number 4, Max Wright.
Oh, they've got, as the Pisgah boys take the field, they're taking the little guys with them. Little guys with them from the Little League system. That's really cool.
Third baseman, number 13, Landon Wright.
Big, big crowd, as you could expect, here in Canton tonight. And a pretty good showing from Stuart Kramer. I'm sure family and what all that's come down to support their kids. Lively crowd. We want to get on them early, Jack. I think it's going to be a big key. And you're right. Zach Wester will be starting tonight. We'll be back in just a moment, and Jack can give you the starting lineups. And we'll be ready to go in just a second. We'll send it back to the station for sponsorship break, and then we'll be back with first pitch. You stay with us. It's Pisgah Baseball, playoff baseball, on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We're back here in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here in the Charles Wells Complex for Pisgah Baseball. And again, your Mountain 8 Conference Champion Pisgah Bears as they face the Stuart Kramer Storm tonight. A great team from the Belmont area down towards Charlotte. Zach Wester on the mound for the Bears tonight. And let's see what we got in the way of starting lineups, Jack.
For Stuart Kramer, leadoff batter Chris Wurzer. He's going to be in left field. Kenyon Helton, second batter, center fielder. Number 3 batter, Aiden Bradley. He's going to be the third baseman. Cleanup hitter is going to be Jack Schultz, the first baseman. Devin Phillips is going to be at shortstop. Caleb Smith in the 6 hole is playing right field. The pitcher, Dylan Rodkin, in the 7th hole. Nick Stutzman, the DH. And the 9th hole is Kingston Womack.
There you go.
And the catcher is Case Nixon.
Case Nixon. All right, there's who we'll be facing here. Here comes left fielder Chris Worster to the plate to face Zach Wester. Worster against Wester here, and I hope he gets the Worster end of it. Oh, I've been waiting a long time to say that.
Worster.
He is big as the World's Fair. He looks like Jose Canseco coming to the plate. Left fielder and a very, very big muscular young man. We're ready for the first pitch. Boone Carver heads back to the plate. Worster steps in the box, and we are ready for the first pitch for this third round state baseball championship game. First pitch from Zach Wester. Foul, check swing foul into the Pisgah dugout. He was able to hold his swing, but hit the bat and into the game changer area. Here's a pitch. Hit a mile straight up. Braden Surratt heading over, but Owen Rigsby making his way. Nope. Went too foul. Too far foul, I should say, and smacked the top of the dugout. I thought Owen might have a play on it because I saw Braden stop. So now quickly, 0-2 for Worster. Good crowd of kids up on the hill behind left field, sitting on the tailgates. An 0-2 pitch. Fastball struck him out. There's the first strikeout of the game for Zach Wester. If he is on, man, it's going to be great.
Up to bat now is Keenan Helton, the center fielder.
Center fielder, Keenan Helton. By the way, we've never done this before. They did it during football season. If you want to text Jack and myself, we have the Pisgah Sports text line. It's 828-412-1045. First pitch is a curveball. Lands in there for a strike. Crowd getting fired up already. Just underway here in Canton. No score, nobody on. There's a fastball just inside.
Just inside.
Woo.
Close.
1-1 to count. One out, nobody on. No scores. We are just underway, top of the first. There's a curveball hit towards Braden Surratt. He makes a sliding attempt but can't get it. It ricocheted off of Zach Wester's glove. Braden made a slide at it but couldn't track it down. So the second hitter is aboard with a one out now. That'll bring Aiden Bradley to the plate. He is the third baseman. Ground ball went hit the pitcher's mound, or as our boys call it, Mount Pisgah. Ricocheted off. Braden made a sliding attempt to backhand it. Couldn't get to it. So, give him the infield single on that one, I guess. Aiden Bradley to the plate. Zach, from the stretch, fastball strike right down Park Street.
Quick pitch.
Yeah, boy. I like it. 0-1 now. Zach looks like Zach always does. It's a perfect kid to start a game like this. You can't rattle him. There's a shot back to first, try to get him leaning, but no, he's in safely. Pickoff attempt. 0-1 to count to Aiden Bradley, the Stuart Creamer third baseman. Pitch, curveball, fouled straight back. Now 0-2. Boy, if he gets on top of these counts like this,
yes,
it's going to be trouble. Going to be trouble for Stuart Creamer, and we're trying to manifest that into existence.
Me too.
0-2 now. Runner on first, having a good conversation with Owen Rigsby. I love that when these boys do this. There's another throw. Owen caught it, but I think he tried to deke him.
Yeah.
Like it got away from him. So the count stays at 0-2. One out, no score here in Canton, top of the first. Pitch, fastball, foul back again to the screen. Count remains 0-2. Stuart Creamer, it must be one of the coach's sons. He appears to be about 7 or 8. Man, he is working as a as the ball retriever on these foul balls. 0-2, still. Runner on first, one out here in top of the first, no score. Zach giving him a good look here. Back to first, he goes again. These guys are, scouting report on Stuart Creamer says the first two batters are pretty fast. So, yeah, they're wanting to keep them close if possible. Still a 0-2 count. That one's high with a fastball. One ball, two strikes now. Big crowd here tonight. Little League boys here that were out on the field with varsity boys. Always a big deal for them. There's another throw to first. He just lobbed it over there. He's wearing him out, just making him dive, dive, dive over there.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Yeah, he is now. Zach Wester. 1-2 pitch. Curveball misses outside. And again, you're welcome to dive in and call us or send us a text message, 828-412-1045. Yet another pickoff sort of attempt over there. I hope that don't go against your pitch count.
No, it doesn't. Thank goodness.
No. Two balls, two strikes, pitch. That one's hit a mile. That one's hit a mile. It's off the wall. Trapped down by Isaiah Mintz. So we'll have runners after that double, second and third. Stuart Kramer dugout erupts, of course, as they should have. He nailed that one right off the center field wall. So now we got runners in second and third. No score yet, but one out. And he nailed that ball. Cleanup hitter, first baseman Jack Schultz to the plate. Big old right-handed batter, as they all have been thus far. Zach trying to get out of this one. There's a curveball that misses high. 1-0 now, early on here. I got an update from the girls' game. They were trailing 6-2 in their playoff game. 1-0 pitch. Fastball's fouled straight back into the parking lot. That's going to hurt a car if it hit one. So now 1-1, one ball, one strike to the cleanup hitter for Stuart Kramer. He shows bunt, misses the bunt. And there'll be 1-2 now. I couldn't tell if he got a piece of it. It looked like he might have, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
It was a strike regardless. Rolled away from Boone Carver, so I think it did touch the bat. So now one ball, two strikes. See what Zach dials up for him. Runners at second and third and one out here, no score. Zach, pitch. Fastball! Just missed outside. Just missed.
Goodness.
Just missed a little outside now. 2-2. A big groan from the Pisgah crowd, who are all fired up, of course. 2-2 now after that fastball just missed. Runners take their lead. Zach taking his time on the mound. Now he comes set. The run and the batter calls time. Steps out quickly back in. See if we get a 2-2 pitch here. Still no score, but runners second, third pitch. Struck him out with a fastball. Wow, that's a big out right there.
Correct.
That is a big out. That'll bring Devin Phillips, the shortstop, to the plate now. If he gets out of this with no score, we will be super happy. The first four batters have all been really big, tall boys, and now their shortstop's in and appears much smaller than the other four, which is not to say small by any stretch. First pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. 0-1. Second, third runners, but now two outs after the second strikeout of the top of the first. 0-1 count. Zach, swing and a miss. Took a little something off of that one. Looked
he
like
did.
Some kind of a changeup. 0-2 now. Crowd getting a little fired up here. 0-2 pitch now. See if he can strand these runners. Now the batter, Devin Phillips, calls time, takes a little short walk, and now back in, and we're back at it. 0-2 now. Big pitch right here from Zach Wester. Gives the runners a look. Pitch. Whoa, high and tight on that one.
Moved him back.
Yep, he moved him off the plate a little on that one. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, but runners in second and third. No score here yet as we are in the top of the first. But Zach looking to get out of this pitch. Curveball hit a mile high but foul right over our heads. And every little league ball player in Canton just took off running.
Maybe Bethel too.
Yep, could be. So the count remains 1-2. Two outs again here. Two on. And a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball struck
him. Got him.
On the inside corner. Zach gets out of it with no damage. Wow. They strand two after a good base hit. Woo! And an infield single. Wow, good work by Zach Wester, man. I didn't even think to tell you who's bringing us to you tonight. I was so fired up. Tonight, one of our sponsors, of course, First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal or small business account today with their convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 125 years. That was a big...
It was really,
really, really big.
Struck out the side with a couple of... A couple of things happening in between, a couple of base hits. Again, let me remind you, we've not done this all season, but we thought we'd give it a whirl tonight since we're coming down to, well, it will be our last game here in Canton. The Pisgah Sports text line is 828-412-1045. Send us a text, tell us where you're listening from. We'll check them periodically, and if we have a second, we'll be glad to shout you out over the radio.
So up to bat is Isaiah Mintz, the first batter, center fielder, Maddox Wright, shortstop, and followed by Boone Carver, the catcher.
Yep,
catcher.
Yeah, we want to see four or five get up the bat like that as well. Young man on the mound, right-hander, and let's set the scene for you. Stuart Kramer in gray pants, black jerseys with gray sleeves and gray numbers, black hats. Pisgah in their all red uniforms with black numbers, black hats and helmets. Right-hander Dylan Rodkin on the mound for Stuart Kramer. I'm doing all I can do not to say North Surrey. That was such a game, man.
Yep.
Such a game. Isaiah Mintz, number 15, be headed to the plate here.
Leading off your Pisgah Bears, your center fielder, number 15, Isaiah Mintz.
Isaiah Mintz steps in. He has been such a clutch player his entire career. He's been all conference as a freshman and a sophomore. Now in his junior year at Canton. So Rodkin on the mound, the right-hander. Isaiah steps in. The boys start their chant. First pitch from Rodkin, fastball, strike on the inside corner. Kind of a delayed call from our behind-the-plate umpire. I believe he is from Murphy, North Carolina. 0-1 now to Isaiah. There's a curveball hit in the hole. Base hit.
Base hit.
C&I single. Base hit. That'll bring Maddox right to the plate. Crowd erupts. Maddox Wright comes to the plate. Maddox playing his customary shortstop. Sometimes he plays third. He's been pitching really good lately. He closed out Brevard with a complete game.
Did he?
He sure did. Pitched a great game. So in a C&I single between the third baseman and the shortstop, both of them made a dive at it. But our leadoff hitter is aboard with good speed. First pitch to Maddox. Misses outside with a fastball. Decent velocity for this kid, looks like.
Yeah. Not like Zach.
Clearly not like Zach, Landon, or Maddox, for that matter. Isaiah with a good lead. 1-0 pitch. Rodkin comes to the plate. That one's in the dirt.
Low.
Scoreboard says 2-0, but I believe it's 1-1.
It's 2-0.
Yep, you're right. He sure did give a weird strike movement, but I guess that was his outside movement. So the good news is it is 2-0. Isaiah goes. Maddox fouls it off over on 215. Or as us natives call it, the backside. So now two balls, one strike. Isaiah has to go back to first. No score here in the bottom of the first here in Canton. And nobody out. Oh, Maddox squares to bunt, pulls it back, takes ball three. Excellent.
3-1.
Yeah, boy. Hitters count. We'll take that. Here we go. 3-1. Isaiah, here's a throwback. It gets away. He's going to go. He's head down and going. Nobody there. It must have went a long way. He made a big wide turn at second. We cannot see once it goes past first base. So now we're there with a 3-1 count, and Isaiah Mintz in scoring position at second.
E1.
Yeah, don't give it to the first baseman, man. I played first base all my career.
No, he couldn't have called it.
He threw that one into center pigeon there, didn't he?
Correct.
All right, we've reset at the plate. 3-1 count to Maddox Wright with Isaiah. He shows bunt again, and it's
a great bunt.
He's
going to
be there.
No play at all.
Beautiful, beautiful bunt single from Maddox Wright. That's the best bunt of the year. I mean, the pitcher had no play. He made a sliding grab. And now we have runners on the corners and nobody out, and Boone Carver coming to the plate. Am I yelling? So excited. It's personal for me. I don't mind telling you, my son. When they lose, baseball is over for him. So I want him to have a good game and enjoy this as long as possible. So Boone Carver steps in now with a chance to get Pisgah on the board after a spectacularly good job by Zach Wester to get out of trouble in the top of the first. No score here, but there goes Maddox. There's a throw to first, trying to fake out Isaiah at third, but he's been a veteran even when he was a freshman. He's not biting on that. So now runners at second and third. Nobody out. One ball. No strikes. That one's in the dirt. Good job by their catcher to save a run, to be honest. Acknowledged by the pitcher. Thank you.
Yeah.
Case Nixon behind the plate for Stuart Kramer. So here we go. No score, but Pisgah threatening second and third and nobody out. And Boone Carver hits one.
Oh, hits one.
Oh, he just busted one. It's
gone!
Woo! It's gone! Boone Carver with a 3-run jack, his third of the year. Holy smoke. Holy smoke. Taking his time. Unbelievable. Press box crowd erupts, and there's the celebration. 3-0, your Bears lead. Still nobody out. Canton is rocking now. Super excited now. And the coach for Stuart Kramer comes out, Boone Carver. That's the same spot that Owen Rigsby hit the big one the other night.
Yep.
Same spot.
Yep.
Just over.
Wow.
We'd like to do a shout-out to our friends at Pisgah Electric for putting the target on the fence in left field. And you tell him I said that. So Rodkin remains in the game. Landon Wright with two homers this year already. Boone Carver with a magic senior moment. Well, we want to keep this momentum. First pitch to Landon Wright, third baseman, great pitcher for the Bears this season, the junior, is low, 1-0 with Zane Smith on deck. Still nobody out here in Canton. 3-0 Bears, bottom of the first. Pitch, there's a strike on the outside corner. Boone absolutely drilled that ball. Pisgah girls, unfortunately, going to the fifth inning, trailing 8-2. Come on, girls, we're pulling for you. There's a pitch, swing, and a foul ball back to the screen. One ball, two strikes on Landon Wright. Still nobody out. Of course, there's nobody on either. As Boone Carver hits a 3-run bomb. One ball, two strikes. The pitch to Landon is low. I like this umpire, I got to say, so far.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hope and pray, whatever he's calling down there. Count even, 2-2. Pisgah leads 3-0 after that home run. Pitch. There's a swing and a miss. Landon took a swing at some kind of off-speed pitch and was early First out of the inning. Left fielder Zane Wilson steps in. Shout out to the Holloways that we all know so well. Family of Zane. Steps in now. Been a good hitter all year and a clutch left fielder. One out. First pitch is a fastball inside. Ball one. Boy, what a really, really nice, excited crowd here in Canton tonight. Pitch. There's one hit towards the hole again.
Nope.
Max backhand.
Nope, nope, nope.
Ah,
oh, he made it.
He may have got him.
He got him.
I can't tell if he did or didn't.
He did.
The Pisgah boys look happy, but I think he's on.
Oh, yeah, he's on.
He beat
yep.
it out. We cannot see there when the – he barely beat that out.
Correct.
A nice, nice, nice backhand stab by the shortstop and a good throw. But by the time all that – it wasn't an incredibly hard hit ball, so Zane hustled down the line. So now we got one out and one on again. Here we go. Zane takes lead off. First pitch to Owen Rigsby is ball one. Pisgah leading 3-0 here. One out in the bottom of the first. After, again, I'm just going to keep saying it, Boone Carver with a moonshot over left field to give the Bears the lead. 1-0 pitch from Rodkin for Stuart Kramer. Taking his time. Pitch. Owen takes a big cut. Fouled straight back into the ice cream truck. Pisgah broadcaster Mike Lovelace from A1 Storage in the house tonight.
Wearing the Springdale shirt.
Yes. So we reset. Coach Shepard calling out the numbers. You know, they don't use the hand signals. Not many teams do anymore. I think we've seen one team all year use the old time. Well, it's old time to me because that's what I used was the touch the hat, wipe your shirt. They call out numbers now, and all the boys have the cards in their pocket. 1-1. Curveball misses outside a back throw to first, but Zane in on his belly safely. Well-coached team, you can tell Stuart Kramer, because before the first baseman threw the ball back to the pitcher, the third baseman was already coming to back it up in case of an errant throw. Shout out to our friend Stacy listening in Indianapolis. There's a foul ball again out of play over our heads. So now 2-2 to Owen Rigsby. Boy, did he do some job. Did he do some job, man? 3-run homer for Owen.
Off the right field.
Yep.
Wall.
Oh, it was amazing. Rodkin comes set. Pitches, gets away. Zane will be on second. Full count to Big O.
Wild pitch.
Shout out to our friend Ray Shepard listening in tonight. You're welcome to Texas. Tell us where you're listening from. 828-412-1045. That's the Pisgah Sports text line. Full count now with a runner in scoring position again and only one out. The pitch struck him out. He took that one, struck out looking. Two outs now. Pitcher Zach Wester, who had the walk-off beautiful hit.
Double.
Walk-off double down left field. And there's a ton of room down there now. This kid was to give him a curveball. He'd park one down there. Pisgah leads 3-0 now with a runner on second, but two outs. And Zach Wester at the plate. Pitch, swing and a miss, fastball. Gets away from the catcher, but he trekked it down. Good, good start. The keys so far, good pitching and hitting. Keys to the game tonight. 0-1 to Zach Wester, breaking ball high. 1-1 now, the count even. Shout out to the kids on the hill. I don't know if they've got the radios cranked or not, but Pitch. There's a foul straight behind again.
Curveball.
Yep. 1-2 now to Zach Western. He's having a conversation with the catcher. And now the umpire has to go retrieve more baseballs. So we'll go again. One ball, two strikes, two out. Pisgah leads 3-0, bottom of the first. And Zach Western at the plate with a 1-2 count, trying to extend this inning. Base hit, more than likely scores Zane. He's pretty fast. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Count even 2-2. That was a close one, but well low. So the count even 2-2. Two outs and a runner on second. Rodkin pitch outside. Zach able to hold off. Full count now. Thane Barnett, who scored the winning run off of Zach's double on Friday night, is on deck. Full count pitch now. Zach missed. Swung on a really bad pitch, and he'll be thrown out at first as it got away from the catcher. But Pisgah jumps out to a 3-0 lead here in Canton over Stuart Kramer. Wow, that went good. Very well for us. Well, we'll take a short break, send it back to Jack. And we'll be right back with the top of the second. Pisgah leads 3-0. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Over 70% of Americans want to spend their final days at home with family and friends.
With hospice care, we can take care of your father at home, right in his bedroom, including visits by a nurse.
I'm so relieved to hear that. This will make Grandpa really happy. He's comfortable and pain-free.
Learn about the many advantages of receiving hospice care at home. Visit HospiceSupportFund.org to connect with your local nonprofit hospice. That's HospiceSupportFund.org.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
We are back in the Stevenson Pest Control press box for Pisgah Baseball, Mountain 8 Conference champion Pisgah Bears, as they jumped out to a 3-0 lead over Stuart Kramer on a three-run bomb from catcher Boone Carver, his, to my count, third of the year. And Zach Wester back out on the mound taking some tosses. Down to second goes Boone Carver. And we are about to get underway with the top of the second. Here we go. Young man, this is funny. The young man coming to the plate for Stuart Kramer, Caleb Smith, who is also our PA announcer here in Canton and a fine guitar player. So the first pitch from Zach Wester. Fastball blew him away, swing and a miss. We'd like to welcome Mike Lovelace to the press box. There's a pop fly, Braden Surratt, back pedals to the grass, makes the play, one away. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
And we're just suffering in pure luxury out here.
And I tell you, how good is it to have third-round playoff baseball here on the river in Canton? I haven't been this excited. Is it fourth round?
No, third. There's four umpires.
Four umpires?
Because it's a third-round game.
I didn't know we even had four umpires.
I know.
I tell you, Tim, I ain't been this excited since my first Boston Range concert.
Me neither. 1-0 now to Dylan Rodkin, the pitcher. 2-0 now. Zach misses high. I remember the first Boston Range concert. I'll tell you about it in a minute when things settle down.
1959?
Now shut up. This is with a curveball, 3-0. I'll just say the first picture that anybody ever took of us, the guy had the camera that went with your thumb. 3-0 now. We don't want a base runner. Floats a curveball in right down the middle for a strike to, again, Dylan Rodkin, the pitcher. Here's a pitch, curveball, foul. So now full count after he spots him 3-0, comes right back. Zach struck out the side in the first with a couple of hits in between, a single and a double. Here's a full count pitch. Missed it high. So one out and one on now. Pisgah leading 3-0, top of the second. Nick Stutzman, Nick Stutzman, designated hitter.
Pinch runner for Stuart Kramer, Caden Dye.
Caden Dye. I noticed there were probably brothers, or either brothers or cousins on the list there.
Yeah, there's Caden Dye and Raleigh Dye.
First pitch misses high and a little bit inside. He wanted to go, but it held up. DH Nick Stutzman. 1-0, one out and one on. Pisgah leading 3-0. Zach Wester on the mound. Stunningly pretty night here in Canton. There's a throw over to first. Pinch runner in safely on his belly. All these kids want to go home with a dirty uniform from a state playoff game. 1-0 pitch, curveball hit right at us. I was going to call it, but it went over our heads. I never played in a state playoff game.
I did in, like, Little League.
I did make the Canton Termites' best defensive lineman in 1974. Throw over to first, nothing doing there. Count still 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out here, and Pisgah leading 3-0, top of the second. 1-1 pitch. That one's hit deep to left field. Zane going back.
Nope. No, he missed it.
Dropped it. Oh, right on the wall. So a double for.
Nope, it's a single.
Oh, so, you want to call that a single?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They had that pinch runner on, didn't they? I thought he was going to track it down, but he got it. It got up against the wall and bounced off. So now we got one out, runners at first and second, and number 9 hitter Kingston Womack, second baseman, at the plate. Runner, corner's in. First pitch is a curveball that misses inside. He ducked. I don't think it was that extreme, but. So one ball, no strikes, one out, and runners at first and second. Pitch, curveball, strike. Boy, they did not like that call. So 1-1.
We did.
We enjoyed it immensely, but Stuart Kramer, not so much. They got here so late, I didn't really get to talk to anybody, but. There's a strike two.
Fastball.
Yes, sir. One ball. Two strikes, one out. Runners again at first and second. Owen Rigsby playing in on the grass at first. Pitch. Fastball. Just missed outside.
Wow.
Two and two. Just missed. And Walker Fox, our Pisgah alumni at Western Carolina, hit a grand slam in today's game for Western Carolina.
Nice.
He is killing it. Count even, 2-2. Curveball hit right back to Zach. He lets it go. One.
There you go, Maddox.
Yes. Double play. What a scoop by Owen Rigsby. Holy smoke. Maddox took a slow roller, and he scooped it up, stepped on second, and threw one in the dirt at first. And everybody just went silent to see if Owen Rigsby was going to be able to make the play, which he did. Great play, a double play, and again, Stuart Kramer strands two in the top of the second there.
Whew. Hey, Tim, I was listening to you on the way here. How about that first inning with those two strikeouts with runners in scoring position? Man, I tell you, that was two big strikeouts.
That's what I said. Zach Wester's perfect. He's going to go a long way, not only because of his talent, which is immense, but he's just out there He's thinking, you know, we could probably play hacky sack in between innings. He does not care, man. And that's pretty cool in a game like this.
And I tell you, that breaks their heart in the first two innings with a big goose egg on the scoreboard.
Love it. Love it. Hey, these guys are friends of mine that drop by occasionally every Monday and Wednesday night. We do Paper Town Roots Radio. Great 3 hours of bluegrass, classic country, and gospel music. Music you won't find anywhere else. I guarantee you, I've been on the road longer than asphalt. I know about everybody I play, every artist, and that makes it so much fun. So come hang out with us every Monday and Wednesday night from 7 to 10 for Paper Town Roots Radio. Boy, we have a good time. 47,016 last Wednesday night.
Wow.
You started on a dirt road, didn't you?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I did. Yep. I sure did.
So up to bat is Thane Barnett, the DH. Nine hole, Braden Surt, and back to the top of the order for Isaiah Mintz.
Let's keep it rolling. As much fun as it is to broadcast these games, I'd be fine going home with a run rule victory tonight. First pitch is a fastball, and it was a fast one. 0-1 now to Thane Barnett. Again, they scored the winning run in the big game Friday night against North Surrey. Braden Surt on deck, wearing his Good Luck Waffle House sleeve. It's been pretty good luck this year.
Yeah.
0-1 now. Pisgah leads 3-0 here in the bottom of the second. Thane Barnett shows bunt, pulls back the ball low, gets away from the catcher. One ball, one strike now. Nobody out, nobody on. Steps back in. 1-1. Rodkin fires that one way high. 2-1 now. This is how the catcher stood up. Two and one now to Thane Barnett. This, I can't remember, this may be his first at bat of the year. There's a ball. Delayed call there. Three balls, one strike now. That's right, he played in Franklin after Isaiah Mintz tweaked his hamstring in that game and played well. Steps back in, ahead now. Count 3-1. Rodkin, pitch, hit towards first base, but foul. Now full count. Shout out to my buddy Kevin Thomason from Colorado Springs, Colorado, class of 1981. Why did he say that? Now everybody. Dang it, Kevin. Full count now to Thane Barnett. Fastball hit right back to the pitcher. Second baseman makes a move over. He scoops it up. Throws him out. One away now. Braden Surt steps in. Braden steps in, Isaiah Mintz on deck. One away, nobody on. Pisgah leading 3-0, bottom of the second. Dylan Rodkins, he remains on the mound for Stuart Creamer. First pitch, low. Ball one. It was close, but it was a little low, it looked like. So 1-0 to Braden. Pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball. 1-1 now. Again, Pisgah leading 3-0 off the home run from Boone Carver. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Case Nixon. Hopefully no relation to those Nixon boys that play for, that plays for NC State, that Trot Nixon's son. Trot Nixon, the former Boston Red Sox, has son playing for NC State. 2-1 now. Fastball inside. Almost hit him. I thought it did for a second. 3-1 now to Braden Surt. His mother yelling, "Wear it," so he's laughing. Three balls and a strike. One out, nobody on. Curveball. Ball four. Braden on. He's been so good at getting on base this year. Walks. Oh, they got the little leaguers out picking up the gloves and bats and whatnot now. That's cool. Back to the top of the order. Isaiah Mintz comes to the plate with Braden on first. And one out. Zach Wester doing a great job on the mound. Stuart Kramer with hits in the first and second inning, but he was able to strand two runners in both innings.
Isaiah Mintz.
Yeah, buddy. What a player. First pitch. Fastball fouled off towards the Storm dugout. Stuart Kramer is the Storm.
Yeah, they came to Pisgah Gym.
Uh-huh.
And the state playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Basketball team.
Is that right? 0-1 now to Isaiah Mintz, who reached in the first with a CNI single. The pitcher turned around like he was going to pick off at first, and Braden just hit the deck. I don't know if that was a slide or he was shot down. He's my son, I could say that. 0-1 now. They're looking to see if a play's on. He comes to the plate with a curveball for strike. Now 0-2 to Isaiah Mintz. Pisgah leads 3-0. Oh and 2 now. One away. Braden Surratt leads off first. Stuart Kramer, pitcher, looks high and tight. They'll do a back toss, not even close. If the boys will notice, the Stuart Kramer pitcher is getting his signals from the shortstop and second baseman, it looks like. He don't even turn around and look at the runner at first. They had the back throw from the catcher on there. Now, time called by the Rodkin of Stuart Kramer. They do have those watches like a lot of the college teams use to get the signals from their coach. That hasn't made it to the mountains yet. Here's a pitch. That one's he was able to check his swing. The appeal, though, and they said he went. And I think he did, to be honest. So now two outs, and the runner remains at first. Maddox Wright comes to the plate. Who drew? Did he draw a walk in the first inning, Michael?
Singled,
that's right.
To deep short.
So Maddox comes to the plate already with a hit. Braden leads off first after drawing a walk. But two outs now. Maddox hits it towards second base. Shortstop has it and beat Braden to the base. He beat him by a half a step. That'll do it for the Bears. They strand one. No score there. And Pisgah will hold on to that 3-0 lead as we'll head to the top of the third. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball, third round state playoff baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on. John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576-3577. Good Morning Haywood. Limited, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
We're back live in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where Pisgah leads Stuart Kramer 3-0. Mike Lovelace is with us, and Mike, what's the word on the Pisgah drawdown?
Well, it is the biggest night in Canton, as you well know, Tim, and that's coming up Saturday night, May 16th. We are selling tickets like crazy, but I do have a few left here in my bag with me. If you're within earshot of the stadium, I'll swing by and I'll sell you a ticket. We'll talk about it a little more later, but that is an exciting night for Pisgah Athletics.
It sure is. Zach Wester back on the mound. First pitch, ball high. I believe we are back. Are we back at the top of the order? Wester. That big yes. old left fielder. Yeah. Curveball foul straight back.
Yep.
Wester. Yeah. Back to the top of the order here in the top of the first. I'm sorry, top of the third. One and one now. Zach fires. Fastball. Strike on the outside edge. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out, nobody on as we begin the third inning. One of the other Pisgah dads said their leadoff hitter looks like Mike Trout. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a high fastball, and he goes down for the second time.
Yep. Yeah, he didn't look Mike Trout right there.
No, I'm not going to make fun of him, though. I would have thrown the bat in the dugout. I'd have swung so hard.
I'm a big Mike Trout fan. He's having a great year. I'm glad to see it.
I know. He's getting to that point in his career, you're like, dang it, I wish they'd do something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Keenan Helton comes to the plate, the center fielder now. First pitch, curveball in the dirt.
He had a single in the first inning.
Yeah, Tim, I wish they'd trade him to the Braves is what I'd like to see.
Yeah.
From your lips.
Get on the East Coast.
I love that idea. So 1-0 now to Helton. There's a fastball foul. Just got a piece of it on top of it. 1-1 now. And number 17 brings the ball back to the umpire, who also looks like a major leaguer. These are some big young men. 1-1 pitch. Curveball. Swing and a miss. Boy, Zach looking so good. Giving up two or three hits, but able to come back and get out of it every time. 1-2 pitch. Curveball. Swing and a miss. Got him. Through that curveball that's so deadly.
Mm. Five for Zach.
Five already, and we're one out into the third inning. 2 years ago, I saw Zach pitch a perfect game against Madison. It was glorious. Jack Schultz to the plate. Schultz, I should say. First pitch, he's able to check his swing. Mm. Just
high.
Missed with a...
A little high, I think.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry. Aiden Bradley at the plate. There's a curveball hit a mile. That's going to be extra bases. Laced into left field. And here he goes. He is stand-up double. Ball gets away from Maddox, but Braden tracks it down.
That's his second double.
Second double tonight. We're going to walk that guy or hit him, one or the other. Mm-hmm. So now Jack Schultz, cleanup hitter comes to the plate. So for the third straight inning, we have a runner in scoring position.
Schultz at the plate, struck out in the first inning.
Big leadoff, second curveball, strike on the inside. Oh and one now. Two outs. Like to see him get out of this one again. Fastball hit a mile, foul, straight back. Hit hard, but foul. 0-2 now. Boy, let's see him go down again. That would be fabulous. So 0-2 now. Runner on second. Two outs. 3-0. Pisgah leads. Zach taking his time on the mound with this one. Runner with a good lead. Braden tracks in behind him. There's a throw. And he throws it into center field. Dadgummit. That's something we don't need, especially on an 0-2 count. Especially on an 0-2 count. Miscommunication between Braden and Zach there. Braden had slipped in behind and started back to his normal position. Zach turned around and fired. So 0-2 now, and a runner on third. Pisgah leads 3-0. Zach looks in, then steps off again. Again, you're welcome to text us. Tell us where you're listening from. 828-412-1045. Pitch misses high. 1-2. Here's the pitch. That's hit out.
That's gone.
There's no way that's coming back. Yep. Home run for Jack Schultz. Now 3-2. 3-2. After the throwing miscommunication.
Doesn't matter now.
No, it really doesn't matter. He had been on second anyway. So 3-2 now. Still two outs. See if Pisgah can get out of this and maintain the lead. He hit that ball about 20 feet to the right of where Boone hit his earlier. So,
into one of the trees.
Yes, he sure did. So, shortstop Devin Phillips to the plate now with two outs. Zach kicks, fires, fastball. That's right at Zane, but it's going to be down in front of him for a base hit. Single for Devin Phillips. That'll bring Caleb Smith back around, the right fielder. So Pisgah giving up two runs here. Score 3-2 in the top of the third. We didn't think it was going to be a shutout. There's a swing and a miss at a beautiful curveball from Zach. Seems like they timed that curveball. That's when they heard it. 0-1 now, two outs. There's another curveball, misses inside. Caleb Smith, the batter. Our Caleb Smith at the board says, I am not. 1-1. Another curveball, misses inside. A little bit inside, according to the home plate umpire. Two balls and a strike. Two away, one on, and a pitch, strike. 2-2 now, fastball, outside edge. Let's see if he throws him that swing and miss curveball with a 2-2 count. Now he goes over for a lackluster throw back to first just to let him know he hadn't forgotten about him. Two-two count, two outs. There's the curveball, foul. Hit hard, but foul down left field. We're starting to look for that curveball, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we reset. The ball's retrieved. Two-two count. Two away here. Stuart Kramer trying to come back. This is low.
Man.
Full count now.
Ooh, close.
Just a little bit low. He tried to that good pitch that they so often swing over the top of, but he's got to come at him now. Runner on first, and after that home run, a one-run game, 3-2 Pisgah leads. Top of the third. There's another throw over to first. Runner in safely. Full count pitch, foul. Off to the left again, just chop foul. Full count, two outs. We didn't think we were going to shut them out, but dadgum, it would have been nice. There's another hard throw over to first, trying to catch him napping over there. Owen Rigsby over there at first going, stop it. Full count now. There's that curveball. Walked him. Walked him. So now runners at first and second. The pitcher comes to the plate for Stuart Kramer, number 28, Dylan Rodkin. Boone Carver heads out to the mound, and so does Coach Harold Shepherd. Mike, tell us some more about that drawdown. You were telling us about when and all that, but how's all that work?
Well, you buy a ticket, and that gets you and a significant other into the event. And we got our coaches out back grilling steaks, and our lunchroom ladies are baking potatoes, salads, drinks, desserts. We're going to fill you up.
Oh, it's great.
When you come, expect to get a quality meal, and from there we'll start the festivities, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
All right. Rodkin steps in now with runners at first and second. Two outs. Rodkin the batter. Zach Wester, curveball swung over the top and missed by the Stuart Creamer pitcher. Oh, one pitch, curveball, base hit. See if there's going to be a play at the plate. They hold him at third. Smart play as Zane came up throwing. It's already in Landon Wright's hands at third. So now the base is loaded. They are absolutely loading up on that curveball. Pinch runner comes in for the pitcher. That one went right through the gap between third and short.
Yeah, big point in this game right now, Tim.
Yeah. 3-2, Pisgah leads, and two outs, and it's been two outs for a while now. Zach trying to get out of this inning.
Nick Stutzman,
I believe. DH to the plate. Pitch, fastball, strike. Just throw the fastball. 0-1. Two outs, but bases loaded. Pisgah clinging to that one-run lead. Another fastball right back to Zach Wester. Underhands it to Owen, and that'll do it. The two-run score on the big home run from cleanup hitter Jack Schultz. Pisgah leads 3-2.
Wow, that's a huge play. Zach, he's living on the edge. But
yeah, he is. Somehow, I mean, the one big shot, but that's about all they pulled off so far.
Yeah.
Finish telling us about that drawdown. It's an important night for all Pisgah sports.
It is. It's the Booster Club's biggest fundraiser of the year. Whether you've got a kid that runs track or softball or football, it doesn't matter the sport. We support every sport. When you go to other places and then you come back to Pisgah, you're going to realize why we're different. We're different because we have top-notch facilities. And part of that is in thanks to the Booster Club. We raise money and we buy the things the athletic department can't afford. I know every sport we have done our best to provide them with everything they could possibly want. And you know you're doing a good job when you ask the coaches what they need and they scratch their head and think and can't come with up with anything. We've done our job. But
yep.
The way we do that is this fundraiser and also the 50-50 at the football games and the buyer store. But this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And when you buy a ticket, as I said, it gets two of you in. We open the doors at 4 o'clock. The dinner is at 5:30, and then the drawdown starts at 6:30. And everybody who has a ticket, it goes into the hopper. And whoever's the last ticket in that hopper, I'm going to write them a check for $5,000.
There you go. There you go. The Pisgah drawdown, May 16th. Tickets in the press box tonight, or any of the Booster Club members you can catch. Can they get them at the school?
I don't know. We're selling out quick. So
yeah, maybe close to it. Boone Carver steps in against Rodkin. First pitch is a strike, fastball. Boone taps his chest. Yeah, that's on me. Starts 0-1 now. Rodkin's picked up velocity as he's gotten loose as the game's going on now. Bottom of the third here, Pisgah 3-2. There's a fastball for a strike again. 0-2 now. Just a great crowd here tonight. Pisgah leading 3-2 as we go have the first batter of the bottom of the third. Pitch. Fastball again. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on three pitches. We don't want to let him get heated up like an old diesel. The longer it runs, the better it gets. Pisgah cleanup hitter, third baseman Landon Wright, steps in, One away now, nobody on. Pisgah leading 3-2. Landon steps in with Zane Smith. Wilson, Zane Wilson. I cannot remember his name. And he's been in my house multiple times. Great kid. First pitch is a ball to Landon Wright. Pitch, fastball hit towards the second baseman. He's up with it. Throws him out. Quickly, two away. Zane Wilson.
Had a single in the first inning.
Beat it out. I think it was a kind of an infield thing. Yeah, we had to watch for the sign. It was so close. Steps in now with two outs and nobody on. Pisgah still with that one-run lead. And Owen Rigsby on deck. Rodkin throws. Swing and a miss at a fastball. It would have been ball one, I fear.
Too low.
Mm-hmm. 0-1 now. O-1 pitch. Kicks, fires, fastball, low. One ball, one strike. I got to say he's been pretty consistent behind the plate. We have four umpires in this game tonight. When you get to this round of the state playoffs.
In the major leagues.
It looks like it out there. One ball, one strike. Two outs now. To Zane Wilson. Rodkin throws. This one's hit a mile high. Pop fly. Hopefully it gets out, but I don't think it will. Foul territory. First baseman makes a play. And that'll do it for the Bears. They go in order with nobody left on. Pisgah leads 3-2 as we head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to Canton, where your Bears have a 3-2 lead over Stuart Kramer in this third round playoff action. Pisgah Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson, Festus Uniforms, Canton Insurance, A1 Stores, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving. So be sure to stay tuned following the game, as we're proud to present the A1 Storage Player of the Game with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon County. A1 Storage, your stuff is our business. Jack, we've been fortunate enough to do that for many years, and we're proud we can do that in every sport here at Pisgah.
So Kingston Womack up to bat for Stuart Kramer. He has a bunt, and it's thrown into right field. So he's going to be on second base.
That was just a perfect bunt straight back to the pitcher, and he had to make kind of a diving throw, and that thing got away and allowed the runner to advance.
I saw him make the throw, and I thought, this is not good.
Yeah.
Great effort, but how you doing, buddy? So, Pisgah leads 3-2, but now a runner in scoring position with no outs. Top of the order again. Is that who that is?
It is, yes.
He shows bunt, pulls back. It's a ball. That Worcester, he is the leadoff hitter for Stuart Kramer. And I'm guessing outside linebacker.
Defensive tackle.
Yeah. One ball, no strikes to him. Runner leads off second. Nobody out here. Pisgah clinging to that 3-2. Pulls back another bunt. That's a called strike on the outside edge. Boone framed him, I'm pretty sure.
Is he going to jail?
I hope so. One count now. Pisgah 3-2. But Stuart Kramer with a runner in scoring position. He shoves bunt, misses it. He really wants to get that bunt down, get that runner over. But now it's one ball and two strikes. Wurzer is the left fielder for Stuart Kramer. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. And that runner still dancing around on second. Wurzer calls time, backs out. Steps back in. One ball, two strikes. Pitch. Fastball hit right back at Zach Wester. Thought about going to second, but gets the good out at first. Hard hit ball, but one hopped right to Zach and gets the crucial first out of the inning. Keenan Helton now, center fielder, steps to the plate. He's been busy tonight, hasn't he?
Mm.
Steps in with one out, and that runner still at second. Pisgah again, 3-2 for the time being. We hope it remains that way for at least this half inning. First pitch is a curveball, swing and missed. Boy, he took a mighty swarp at him. Haven't had any further updates from the girls' game. 0-1 pitch now with one out. There's a curveball missed outside to the... Is this the left-handed? No.
Yeah,
the girls
lost.
Yeah. Girls lost. What a great season for our Lady Bears. There's another curveball hit towards Braden Surratt. Got it. Throws him out. It's two away.
Moves the runner.
Runner does advance to third. For Aiden Bradley, we want him out without Schultz coming back to the plate, who hit that ball
a long way.
I think it's still rolling around the tennis courts up at school. Well, we've got two outs now. That runner at third. Boy, it's wonderful to have a catcher like Boone Carver in a situation like this. Aiden Bradley. Now time is called, and Coach Shepherd goes to the mound. Yeah, the girls. I don't know who the girls were playing, but there's
Wes Stanley, I think.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
Down towards Albemarle. Well, they lost their game. Season ends, but what a season it was. Those girls can go out as champions, as our boys will, whenever it does end. Hopefully not this evening.
So what is the what's the pitch limit for our starters tonight?
I think it's 105.
105, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what his count is. We could probably get it, I bet. But the pitch count.
I figured Stuart Kramer's pitcher probably got more than Zach does.
I would say he does, except for the last inning, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin in Colorado, if he's watching on Game Changer, usually tells me pitch counts. But regardless, Zach is still there. That runner on third. First pitch swung on over that nasty curveball. 0-1. That thing. 73 pitches for our pitcher. Here in the top of the fourth, Pisgah still with a 3-2 lead. And there's a fastball to throw down to third. It's close, but he's in safely. Boone Carver's thrown out a bunch of them like that this year at first and third. I tell you, if you play first or third for Pisgah, you better be ready because Zach's going to throw it hard and Boone's going to throw it hard. 1-1 count now. Two outs. That runner at third. Curveball misses inside and low. Two balls in the strike. Pisgah again leading 3-2. Big old crowd here tonight. Two balls in the strike to Aiden Bradley. There's a miss with the curveball. He desperately wants to get him with that curve. 3-1 now. He's got bases open, but we don't want runners on the corners and the cleanup hitter coming. 3-1. Pitch, fastball, strike called at the knees on the outside edge. Full count. It might Mike, another big moment.
Yep.
Curveball, fastball.
We don't know. About to find out. 3-2 pitch is a curveball. Hit hard towards Maddox right.
Got it.
Woo! What a great play by on both ends. Maddox right with a great backhand stop and another great scoop from Owen Rigsby to save a run there. Pisgah holds on to that 3-2 lead.
I'll be honest with you, when he hit the ball, I thought there was no way he could get him.
No, I didn't either. Hey, we're brought to you tonight by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, Papertown Roots Radio. And if you'll hang around for the end of the game tonight, we will be presenting the A1 Storage Player of the Game to the outstanding performer of tonight's game. If you've got storage problems, A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations in Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep your stuff where your stuff is our business. We love them. A1 Storage. I refuse to look at the paper.
You done well.
You did. A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business.
You done good.
Yep. Sometimes, though, I do so many of these numbers and phone numbers and stuff. I was leaving a message for a gentleman today in my government work, and I about gave him the number for Forga Contracting. I don't know if he needs any of that kind of work done. That's Forga Contracting, 506-1158.
Yeah, I tell you, you was talking about a crowd. I could not believe when I pulled into the parking lot. I don't think I've ever parked. I was closer to the Dollar General than I was the Pisgah baseball field. I mean, there's a crowd here, and that just showed Pisgah fans show up.
Well, you know, we have, when you look at the bleachers, you have home bleachers and generally away bleachers. Tonight we have two home bleachers and one small away set. But, you know, they intermingle. Our people are... They sound rough, but they're pretty good. So Rodkin again stays on the mound. Owen Rigsby, who just made a fine play. So many save plays he has made this season at first base. He steps in, hit a three-run blast on Friday night to keep us in that game. Not sure what's transpiring here. The pitcher stepped off and looked towards first base like somebody was on. Owen steps in as we start... The bottom of the fourth. First pitch is a curveball strike. Nice pitch. Again, Pisgah leads 3-2.
Yeah, Tim, I feel like we need some insurance runs.
Yeah. Those guys can hit, man. They can hit. Push a couple across, be fast. Starts up, or a bunch of that. A fastball in the dirt that goes all the way to the screen.
Stuart Kramer's 20-5.
That's our record?
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah. 20-5. So now one ball, one strike to Owen Rigsby. Nobody on, nobody out. In the bottom of the fourth inning here, Pisgah leads 3-2. Pitch, curveball, misses high.
So in Dalby, their bus is 0-1 for today, though.
Yeah. Yeah. The other bus left them stranded.
Is that what I understood? They
Saluda. Yeah.
Yeah, Saluda's got a lot of them.
It's gotten my bus a time or two, to be honest. Two balls on the strike now to Owen Rigsby. Pitch, fastball, strike on the outside corner. He knew it. He tapped his chest and looked back at Zach Wester on deck. That's on me. 2-2 now. I came in from a Christmas tour one time and broke down on Saluda Mountain. Bah humbug. 2-2 pitch. It's a fastball inside. Thought it got him, but it was way inside. He spun out of the way somehow. Count goes full. Zach Wester on deck for the Bears. Pitched himself out of trouble again. And with a good bit of help from Maddox Wright on that final play. Full count to Owen Rigsby. Fastball inside. Takes ball four.
Walk.
I tell you, that walk he drew on Friday night against North Surrey.
That was key.
It was clutch, man. And he got to second on a pass ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zach Wester, who is coming to the plate right now, had a special moment. He got to walk off one with a double down left field line. And sent us to the third round where we are tonight with a 3-2 lead. Pisgah over Stuart Kramer. Now, Zach Wester to the plate. I don't know if you can hear the music in the park, the boys' walk-up music. a bunch of them got together before season started and decided they were going to do this Latin theme. And I don't know why. Some of them opted, a couple of them have opted out since, but you could hear Zach as it came up.
I think Ren Hardens. Is that the owner?
There's a strike on a fastball to Zach Wester. That is Mason Young.
Mason Young.
Yeah, it's a pinch
running.
Runner.
Yep. For Owen.
Mason really fast. 0-1 now to Zach Wester, who again won the game with a big hit on Friday night to get us here. Shows bunt. Looks like a slash play coming. It is. Swings at it. Pops it over the shortstop's head, but he settles under it and makes the play. Tried the old slash play. So now one out. Fane Barnett comes to the plate.
Number 17, Fane Barnett.
We need to get somebody around.
Would you dare send the runner here?
Don't ask me. I would have bunted and sent him already.
Don't look at Tim's playbook.
He'd been on second or in the dugout. Fane steps in. First pitch, fastballs. It was a high one, but he fouled it straight back. 0-1 now. One out. 3-2 Pisgah. Braden Surratt on deck. Everybody taking their time. Now Fane steps back in. 0-1 on him with one out. The runner on first. He steps back. The pitcher does and threatens the throw to first. He doesn't throw it. Mason Young again in. Into pitch run for Owen Rigsby. Fane Barnett steps back in. Mason takes the lead. 0-1 pitch. He's nope. That pitcher's looking to see if a play is on. You better watch. He's looking at his shortstop. Now he comes to the plate, tries to bunt, misses, but he's going to steal second anyway. The throw down was terribly high, and he's fast as lightning anyway. So he steals, but the count goes 0-2, as he was determined to bunt that ball as it was the play was on. So now Fane down 0-2 with one out, and that runner on second in scoring position, Mason Young. Rodkin gives him a look, comes to the plate. There's a foul back to the screen again as Fane hangs in. Hanging in there. 62 degrees here in Canton tonight. As we had our delayed start by about an hour. 0-2 now. Rodkin gives a look at Mason. Shortstop looking at him now comes to the plate. Ooh. Boy, what a great play by the catcher. That one was so high, he snow-coned that ball, jumping up and catching it in the mitt. I don't know how he caught it. So one ball, two strikes. And that runner on second again, 3-2 Pisgah in the bottom of the fourth. Shortstop trying to hold Mason on. He comes to the plate. Curveball swinging a miss. He got him. Nasty curveball, and he had 14 foul balls, and they were all fastballs. So now two outs. Braden Surratt with a chance to do what he's done all year. Get a two-out hit and an RBI, which would be huge at this point. Steps in with two outs, runner on second. Pisgah 3-2. First pitch, strike, fastball, outside edge. So 0-1 now, Braden. Giving a good look to second. Fastball, that one misses outside. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Braden were to reach top of the order, Isaiah Mintz on. Now one ball, one strike, and two outs. Bottom of the fourth. Pitch, curveball, goes to the backstop. Mason will trot to third base. I think that's the first one of those we've had tonight, if I'm not mistaken. 2-1 now to Braden Surratt.
Certainly puts a little more pressure on the pitcher.
Yep. Oh, I've got to stifle myself from yelling here. Braden steps in, steps back out. And now back in. Rodkin still on the mound for Stuart Kramer. Two balls and a strike to Braden Surratt. Playing him straight away. Oh, what are you swinging? Two and two now as he swung at a bad pitch, if you couldn't tell. Two and two. Two outs and runner on third. Oh, he hits a curveball mile high. Hopefully it gets out of the park.
It does not.
Dadgummit. He swung at two high pitches, and they are able to strand the runner at third. And that'll do it for the fourth inning. Pisgah clings to a 3-2 lead here in Canton in the state playoffs. We'll be right back with inning number five. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Support for this program is provided by the Native American Rights Fund, reminding you that sovereignty is not free. Native American Rights Fund has been helping Indian tribes for over 40 years with critical issues such as treaty enforcement, hunting and fishing rights, Indian child welfare, religious freedom, and more. You too can become a modern-day warrior with your support for NARF's work. Learn more at narf.org and join the fight for Native rights.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We're back in the Stevenson Pest Control press box here in Canton. Pisgah leads Stuart Kramer 3-2 as we head to the top of the fifth. And you can expect a super close game when you get to this level. Pisgah kind of in uncharted waters for the last few years anyway. Jack Schultz comes to the plate. He's responsible for the two runs for Stuart Kramer. First pitch is a curveball. Misses inside. 1-0, he hit the two-run homer to pull it to a one-run game. Zach Wester's second pitch is another curveball strike this time. 1-1 now. Pitch, fastball misses outside.
Mm.
Just missed outside. 2-1. Zach's throwing fast now. Another curveball. He does an appeal. And I believe he called him safe from the outcry of the Pisgah faithful. So 3-1 now to Schultz. You don't want to throw him the old number one down the middle, but you got to do something here. There's a curveball missed outside walking. Tie and run aboard. Devin Phillips comes to the plate, the shortstop.
That's not the worst thing in the world.
No.
After that shot he did last at bat.
Yeah, strained him at first, and all is good. We got a pinch runner now coming in for Schultz. Again, a beautiful night here in Canton.
Number six.
Number six would be Blake
Wilkinson.
Blake Wilkinson. So Pisgah leads 3-2. Nobody out here, and the leadoff hitter in the top of the fifth has reached base over there having a family reunion with Owen Rigsby. Devin Phillips steps in again, the shortstop for Stuart Kramer. There's a throw over, back safely.
Phillips struck out in the first inning and had a single in the third inning.
We need to keep them off the base pads further. Pitch, curveball hit high towards center. Isaiah takes five or six steps straight back, makes the play. That's an important out. Out number one, the runner remains at first. Right fielder Caleb Smith comes to the plate. That's just announced by guitar player Caleb Smith in the Pisgah press box.
He grounded it, flew out to second base.
Yeah, flew out to Braden in the
last inning.
Coach Harold Shepard waving his right fielder in pulling him in a little bit. Zach Wester remains on the mound. There's a throw over. Keeping tabs on the runner at first, Wilkinson. Three to two Pisgah. One out here in the top of the fifth. There's a fastball, misses high. Nice grab by Boone. I think they're calling Omaha like football out there. I think he just yelled Hines 57, did the Stuart Creamer coach. There's a fastball hit a mile high. Landon Wright backing up, moving, catches it. Right in front of the shortstop, Maddox Wright.
Yeah, those are not easy plays.
No, they are not.
This time of the evening, it is a tough play, those that are a mile high.
But a good play by Landon. And two outs now. What we would hope for is to strand this runner. That brings the pitcher, Dylan Rodkin, back to the plate. Runner remains at first. Two outs now. First pitch is a curveball, just misses outside. Pisgah crowd groaning. It appeared consistently where he's been calling that, but I don't like it either. There's a fastball inside. 2-0 now. There's a throw, a hard throw over to first, but the runner had already turned his back and stepped on the bag. Pisgah leads 3-2. Here's a pitch. Curveball hit hard towards Landon. Comes up with it. Flips it to Owen, and that'll do it. They strand that runner. Great job by Landon Wright. That'll do it for Stuart Creamer. They leave one. Pisgah remains ahead 3-2.
And Zach looks like a genius for walking that lead off, man.
Yes, right. He does. I'm not sad about that in the first place. You know, springtime means it's time for a spring insurance checkup. Call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at Canton Insurances at 648-6550 for a checkup on all your insurance needs. Remember, come hang out with me tomorrow night and every Monday and Wednesday night for Paper Town Roots Radio. 3 hours of great bluegrass. I'll play you the Hall of Fame stuff as well as the current stuff. Classic country, I mean the good stuff. None of this cornfield, dirt road, tailgate business. We're talking Merle Haggard, Conway Twitty, Tammy Wynette, Porter and Dolly, Ray Price, Jim Reeves, the good stuff. Come on in. Tomorrow night, and every Monday and Wednesday night, 7 to 10, and we'll play a bunch of gospel music for you as well. Paper Town Roots Radio. It's a lot of fun. Come be with us.
Patty Loveless.
Patty, that's... Oh, yeah, that's Jack's favorite, Patty Loveless. Boy, she's made a couple of bluegrass records that are just spectacular.
Yeah.
Well, we're about to get underway with the bottom of the fifth. Dylan Rodkin remains on the mound, the right-hander for Stuart Creamer, who's done a pretty good job tonight. Had a lot of base runners, but he's really held his own after the home run to Boone Carver. Every run scored tonight is by the home run.
Yep.
Boone's home run, by the way, brought to you by Custom Paving. Isaiah Mintz with the top of the order.
Isaiah Mintz
comes to the plate as always. He's just been a terror to the other team tonight. Insurance runs would be fabulous here.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what's going on here. What's going on?
What happened?
I don't know. I think we're having some kind of trouble with the crowd or something. I don't know. What is going on? Can't figure out what's happening. The umpires have come over and talked to the crowd. I don't know if it's a... I don't know what's going on. Did he throw somebody out or something? Was it Jody? I can't tell.
He picked the wrong one to throw out if it's Jody.
Jody will throw him back.
Yeah.
Coach Jody Mathis. Can't tell what's happening, but anyway, we're about to get underway. We don't need drama at this point. We do not need any drama at this point. I don't know what the, now the umps are. Where are they? Oh, okay. As I understand it here, they're telling us it's some kids from some other high schools that are down in the batting cages on the visitor side. I don't know what's happening. We're having all kinds of weirdness going on. I don't know what's going on.
It's a little bit of money. If you're missing something, I have it in the press box.
Well, the whatever's going on, the police and somebody have went down to the that batting cage area. I don't know what the being said down there. I have no idea. But the police, a police officer, and it's nothing to do with the game at this point, unless they're just saying stuff that's completely unacceptable. Well, we know it's none of ours. Ours are on the field. We are back at it almost. Harold Shepard now walking around to, and some kids are being thrown out. And again, they're not Pisgah kids. I don't know what they were saying, but
it's your, are
they, was that your voice? It's anyway, we know who some of them are, but we're not going to say. But it sure has put a crimp in the game, which already started an hour late.
And I tell you, it's tough on the Stuart Kramer pitcher, too. He's out there trying to stay warm.
Yeah,
that's always tough, I thought, as a pitcher, to have a delay.
So I guess the police are sort of cleaning house out of that area down there. And again, let me reiterate, it has nothing to do with the game or Pisgah folks. He's throwing, yeah, Rodkin's on the mound warming up like he's about to start some. So Coach Shepard over there speaking with the Stuart Kramer coach, and I think we're about to get back at it here, but whatever was going on. I don't know if they were yelling at our players or theirs. I don't know what was going on. Anyway, they've cleaned out that area now. And after what feels like a 7-hour delay, we're about to get back at it.
Yeah.
Good gravy.
All right, baseball fans, let's play ball. Number 15 at bat, Isaiah Mintz.
Isaiah Mintz leads off now. The bottom of the fifth inning, I think, after all that. And here we go. Rodkin remains on the mound. You're right, Mike. It does add a little extra stress to the pitcher. And he's been throwing very well, we have to admit. First pitch to Isaiah. Fastball high and inside. Ball one. Pisgah, after all this, is still clinging to a 3-2 lead as we start the bottom. High. He's starting to miss high. It makes me wonder if he's getting a little fatigued, which we've seen so many times in games, adds to base runners and hopefully runs. Maddox right on deck. Nobody out, nobody on. 3-2 Pisgah, bottom of the fifth. Third pitch is in the dirt. 3-0 now. Getting Isaiah Mintz on would be a spectacular thing. Here we go with a 3-0 pitch. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes fastball right down the middle this time. Stuart Kramer came in here an hour late because of a bus breakdown on the Saluda Mountain. So they're fighting it. Now it's 3-1, fouled, straight back, 3-2 now. Fouled straight back out of play, kids scramble, and one adult who evidently didn't win enough trophies when he was a kid. Full count now to Isaiah Mintz. Rodkin throws. That one's hit a dribbler to the first baseman and covered by the pitcher. Good play because he hit it but just topped it straight into the ground. Out number one.
Maddox Wright.
See if the Wright brothers can do some damage tonight. Maddox and Landon. They're not brothers, but they'd both hit home runs, I would I'd call them that till they were senior citizens. Steps in with one away, nobody on, 3-2 Pisgah. One out in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch, fastball, low, ball one. Taking his time now is Rodnick on the mound. Pitch, fastball, low again. 2-0 now. Any of these, if we can get Maddox on, Speedy. Maddox has home run power. I'd love to see him get one this year. Boone has three, Landon. There's a fastball. That one clips the plate. 2-1 now. Landon had back-to-back against Tuscola. Boone has three on the year, including the one tonight. I've seen Maddox hit a lot out in practice. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Blew him up that time. I swear Rodnick's got stronger as the game went on. 2-2, one out here. Maddox right at the plate, lefty. Oh, 3-2 now. A little bit low, very close.
Mm.
Very close.
A little low.
So full count to Maddox with Boone Carver on deck, who has accounted for Pisgah's run tonight with his three-run shot earlier. Here's the full count pitch. Misses high. So Maddox is aboard with Boone coming up.
And Maddox is speedy.
Yes, he is. Again, the little leaguers out with their helmets on to get the equipment when the boys get on base. So cute. Boone Carver to the plate. Another big RBI night for Boone. Well, he needs more. For two-thirds of the year, Boone and Braden went back and forth, usually in my living room, over the RBI lead.
Yeah.
But Boone has hit these home runs, and Braden don't want to talk about it anymore. You can get two and three at a time, it helps. What a good kid, Boone Carver. What a great catcher he's been for Pisgah. He's going, along with Maddox Wright, going to Guilford Tech to continue playing baseball. Every night now is senior night for us. So Boone steps in with a runner on first and one out. First pitch is swung on and missed. I think he took a little something off of that one. 0-1 now. Isaiah Mintz hanging out. I'm sorry, Maddox Wright hanging out at first there. Rodnick, except for the home run. I mean, he's give up some hits, but pitched a really good game. 0-1 pitch now. From the stretch, there's a step-back throw, lob over. Man, they call every – it's cool how they do that, though. They call every play by looking at one of his infielders. He does not ever look at the runner on first. Still 0-1. There goes Maddox. Pitch is high. The second baseman stumbled. Nope, stay where you are. Stay where you are. The second baseman stumbled as he got to cover the bag, and the ball went into center field, but certainly not far enough to risk an out. By Maddox trying to go to third. It didn't get very far away from him. Maddox wisely stopped. So 1-1 now. One out and a runner on. Pisgah hanging on to that 3-2 lead. A run here would be enormous. Pisgah with a dugout chant going. Maddox leads off. Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss by Boone Carver. One ball, two strikes. Boys want to hit so bad they cannot lay off the high fastball. One ball, two strikes. And Landon Wright, who is a good hitter, on deck. 1-2. Maddox leads away from second. Comes to the plate with the pitch. Curveball misses. Oh, boy, Maddox is about to get
fired. Dead. He's dead.
He's out
of
third.
Oh, he's safe.
Oh, he's out of third. The umpire at third called him out.
No.
Did he change the call?
No, but he was safe.
He was safe.
Well, I don't know what's happening then, because he clearly called him out. The umpire at third did. That was a bad move right there. Left the runner out of scoring position. Bad choice there. So we're back to nobody on, and a 2-2 pitch to Boone Carver with two outs. in the bottom of the fifth. Pisgah leads 3-2. A great game so far. Rodkin throws. He struck him out. And that'll do it for the Bears in the fifth. So nothing hurt by the punch out at third, but you know, still don't want that. But anyway, regardless, 3-2 Pisgah, as we will go to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the flea market rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the flea market rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the flea market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
Well, we're back live at the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here in Canton as the Bears lead Stuart Kramer 3-2 in this third round of the state baseball playoffs here in Canton. Oh, my goodness, what a ball game. What a ball game.
Have we had a 1-2-3 inning yet?
I don't know of it if we have.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
All right, we got number 10 to the plate. That's Nick Stutzman. He is the designated hitter. Zach Wester remains on the mound for the Bears, leading 3-2 as we start the sixth inning. First pitch, fastball misses outside. Ball one. Here's the pitch from Zach. There's a fastball. Same spot. Ball two. 2-0 now to the DH for and number eight hitter for Stuart Kramer. There's a fastball just under the letters as far as altitude, but right across the plate for location. 2-1. Curveball. Strike two. Mm-hmm. Boy, that batter didn't like that call, nor did the storm dugout, but must have clipped the inside corner. 2-2 now. Zach throws fastball outside. 3-2. 3-2. He appeals for a check swing, but no. Pisgah crowd erupts. It's a good umpire. It's a Pisgah umpire. It's a good umpire when both dugouts are mad at you. Full count pitch. Hit hard through the gap between third and short for a base hit. So the leadoff runner aboard. Tying run aboard. Hey, we're brought to you again tonight by First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Locations conveniently in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens, helping families and small businesses for 125-plus years. Now one on. Here's a bunt. He missed it. So there's strike one, and the runner has to retreat. Number 27, Kingston Womack at the plate, second baseman. Next pitch, strike call. Did he call that a strike?
Yep.
Really? 1-1 now. I thought there was two strikes, but. So 1-1 now. Zach Wester still on the mound. There's a throw over to first. They're not straying very far off. So they're just taking one step back to the bag. Pisgah leading 3-2 with a runner on first and nobody out. Number nine hitter at the plate. He bunts this time, but bunts it straight down foul. One ball, two strikes now. Unable to move the runner to this point. Getting down to it, fellas. One ball, two strikes. And the runner on first with a short lead. Zach to the plate. Fastball. Bunted it foul. And you're out. I mean, he threw a laser. Fastball at the knees. But that'll send us to the top of the order. Some dangerous hitters. Chris Worcester comes to the plate. Left fielder. Big as all outdoors.
He struck out twice and grounded at the pitcher.
Continue this, big boy. We would love that. So one out now, and the runner on first with, again, a short lead. First pitch. That one's hit right at Maddox. He can't get to it. It's just a little bit out of his reach. So now we got runners on the corners. We go to second, second, second. Oh, nobody was covering. Nobody was covering. So now the runner gets to the ball got away from Maddox on the throw back in, so now runners at second, third, and one out. Not good. I don't know what Coach Harold is out wanting to speak to the umpires. He's protesting something now. I'm not sure what he's protesting. So he's appealing something to the field umpire that's behind second. Worcester made it to second on the mishandled ball. So play stop for now as the appeal is safe. Coach Shepard still upset. Worcester makes his way back to second. Worcester, I don't know what the I don't know what his problem is. He takes the ball from, we're going to have a pitching change. Maddox Wright looks to be coming to the mound and try to close this thing out. So we got one out and runners at second and third. Pisgah hanging on to that one-run lead. Whew. Man, what a night. Well, it's a state playoff game. Would you expect anything different?
They're never easy.
No. Hey, let me remind you about Pisgah On Demand. Pisgah On Demand, it's cool. If you missed any of the Bear sports, baseball, basketball, or football, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. You go to the WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the menu, and you can listen all the way back to the entire 2018 Pisgah football season. I've been listening to some of the baseball the last couple of days, just enjoying catching up on it. Pisgah On Demand, you need to check that out. WPTLradio.net. Maddox Wright warming up on the mound. I got a question from Indianapolis, Indiana. Is Hope behaving? She shrugs her shoulders. As if to say, eh. Mm-hmm. So far, so good, actually. So I don't know if I guess Zach hit the pitch count. I don't know. But regardless, Maddox Wright, big right-hander, comes to the plate with good velocity and a good curveball. Hope you're enjoying the game tonight. I would enjoy it a little better if we were further up. Again, we got the two guys here that know about it. The Pisgah Drawdown, May 16th at Pisgah High School. They've got a few tickets here in the press box if you want to swing by here and catch the last inning or so and get yourself a ticket for the Canton Prom.
The Redneck Oscars, as Michael says.
All right. Number 5, Keenan Helton steps in, left-handed batter. Bending around about tonight. So now, Maddox comes in with runners at second and third. Pisgah with that one-run lead. A good bunt. Got a play at the plate. Got
He's
him.
At it.
No, he got him.
Got
he got him.
Got him.
Got him. The umpire right on top of it. Maddox scooped it with his glove. Scooped it with his glove. They're not paying attention. And the Maddox charged the bunt. It was bunted in his direction. He came off the mound and did not throw it. He scooped it with his glove. Boone made the tag and got an enormous second out. Now Aiden Bradley to the plate. Third baseman now. Still runners at second and third. As that play transpired, the kid that bunted went second. Ball one for Maddox, right? Pitch, swing and a miss.
That's Helton.
Yep. Aiden Bradley. Helton made the bunt and got second. Oh, correct. They lead off second and third. 1-1 count, two outs. Oh, he spiked that one, but Boone comes and gets it. It's tie ball game. Tie ball game. Wild pitch from Maddox. Tie ball game. Wild pitch. And it got by Boone. For a minute, I thought Boone called it and tried to fake him out, but no. Boone made a great effort. So we're tied now in Canton, 3-3. In the top of the sixth with two out and one runner remains on first. Stuart Kramer getting fired up. There's a pitch in the dirt now. He'll have a short leash, I would say. 3-1 now, the count. And the runner remains at third with two outs. Tie ball game now. That's a hard way to have it tied. But that's baseball. Here's a 3-1 from Maddox Wright. Bad curveball. And a run's going to come home. 4-3 now. 4-3. As it skipped away from Boone, Maddox didn't cover in time. So now 4-3, Stuart Kramer. 4-3. With two outs, all is done. And now the home run hitter, Jack Schultz, to the plate. So Pisgah now behind 4-3. And it's just defensive stuff that's hurt us at this point. Pitch. Strike right down the middle. 0-1. Somebody needs to make a play here. Another fastball foul back to the wall. 0-2. Pisgah with six outs to tie this game or win it. 0-2. Maddox throws. That one's hit high. Center field. Isaiah coming on the run. Makes the play. So we get out of it. The two-run score. Whew. That was not what we needed, gentlemen. 4-3. Stuart Kramer leads Pisgah as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Doggone it. You know, Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for great game day performances all season long, and you can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. You click on the sports tab and then choose Pisgah Player of the Game. Check in often. They add new players all the time. It's WPTLradio.net. Well, a heartbreaking inning there as Stuart Kramer takes the lead on a pass ball. Two of them that get away at the plate. And now Pisgah down 4-3. Rodkin stays on the mound. And we've got to get it going here in the bottom of the sixth. Landon Wright looks like he will be leading off.
Correct.
Followed by Zane Wilson.
And Owen.
And Owen Rigsby, who hit a three-run bomb on Friday night to keep us in that game. Coach Shepard still having a little bit of a word with the home plate umpires. He makes his way to the coach's box. So Landon comes to the plate.
Number 13, Landon Wright.
Landon will lead off. Again, he had back-to-back home runs against Tuscola in what seems like a month ago. Back-to-back games, I should say, with home runs. Okay. I'd like to say hello to all the staff from Pisgah Electric here in the press box tonight. This guy has tiny shoes. One of the, I think it's first baseman for Stuart Kramer. And every time, evidently, it's been a while. Yeah, he's got it. Heads back to the base. Here we go. Landon Wright steps in. Pisgah trails 4-3. As we begin the bottom of the sixth, Landon can tie it with one swing. First pitch is a curveball for a strike. Nice pitch from Dylan Rodkin. Next pitch, fastball, hit foul. Out of play off to the left side. So in the hole now, 0-2. This is where when it gets tight like this, you want to do too much. And you just got to keep playing like you played all year. But you want to do something so badly, it makes you vulnerable. 0-2 now. Nobody on, nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch. There's one hit right at the second baseman. He rolls up with it, throws him out. One away. Thought he might get through the gap there, but no. Little small second baseman. But he's made up several good plays tonight. Zane Wilson comes to the plate, left fielder for the Bears. One out now. Pisgah trails 4-3. After kind of a disastrous fielding inning in the top of this inning. Zane comes in. First pitch, about a 56-footer that bounces over the catcher's head all the way to the backstop. Now, why didn't we have a guy on third?
We did, but a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been a spell. Rodkin has done a good job. You got to tip your cap to him. Owen Rigsby on deck. One ball, no strikes. Pitch, fastball on the outside edge for a strike. Count even 1-1. One pitch from Rodkin. Wind up. There's one, a chopper towards third. He backs up, takes it, fires across, pulls him off, but I think he did get him. I think he got him. He got him. He jumped. He had to make a jump to get the ball, but he got down before the runner arrived. So two outs now in the bottom of the sixth.
Owen Rigsby
as Pisgah trails 4-3 here. Getting down to it. Somebody's going to have to make a hero move, it looks like, which Owen did in the last game. The two outs here. Floats a curveball. Called strike. Owen thought it was inside, but then he taps his chest. That's on me, as these boys often do. Oh, and one, two outs. Swing fouls off a curveball that might have been a little high. Now 0-2. Tell you, if we'd have been able to stop those runners from advancing while those plays were going on, we'd be in better shape, but here we are, 4-3. Stuart Kramer, high fastball. One ball, two strikes to Owen. Base is empty and two outs. We need a base runner desperately here with Zach on deck. We've seen what he can do, crunch time. The 1-2 pitch, curveball fouled away just to keep alive. Nice job. There go the kids. Another 1-2 pitch. Rodkin taking his time. He shakes off the coach. I don't know if he's getting his signal on his watch as they do. One ball, two strikes. Two outs now. 4-3 Pisgah trails. Owen at the plate, the pitch. Curveball outside. Misses. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitch, fastball misses low, full count. Good at bat from Owen, fouled off several. This is six or seven pitches immediately. Full count now, with two outs. Rodkin kicks, fires curveball, a mile high, tying run aboard. And Zach Wester at the plate. We've seen this before, and Zach takes a big breath like he wishes he was anywhere but here.
Zach Wester.
This is going to get weird if they throw a pass ball and we get up in the same spot we were in Friday night. Plenty of room down the left field line and a big gap between center and right field, or as we say, center right. Zach steps in with two outs. First pitch, swing and a miss on what might have been a low fastball. Everybody comes up with that frame of mind. I've just got to do something. I've got to do something. Jackson Lehman, I think it is, on deck. Owen Rigsby, not a huge threat to steal. I'm surprised he's not pinch running for him. But pitch. There's a shot, but right at the third baseman. He took it on a bad hop. Throws him out. And that'll do it for Pisgah in the sixth as we strand one. And Stuart Kramer maintains that 4-3 lead. We'll be right back with the seventh inning right here in Canton. It's WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah baseball.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food. We've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
Back in Canton at the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box as we get set for the top of the sixth inning. Pisgah has to stop them here. They trail Stuart Kramer 4-3 in this third-round state playoff game. Maddox Wright remains on the mound. We're brought to you tonight by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving. Here we go. Maddox kicks, fires. First pitch is high, fastball. To Devin Phillips, number 15, shortstop. Second pitch is blown by him. Fastball swing and a miss. 1-1 now. My watch just told me I'm in a loud environment. Next pitch, there's a fastball strike on the outside corner. Nice pitch. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on. And nobody out as we just underway. There's a swing and a miss. He got him. Struck him out. That's big. Jack, that's the first time we've heard this year is a super loud, jacked up truck goes by. What do you call that? The redneck mating call.
That's right.
So now number 12 steps in. Caleb Smith. Yeah, there we go. Somebody's making changes because the umpire's writing in his notebook. He might be waiting on the idiot to clear in the pickup truck back here. I hope he's got the radio on.
Sounds like a motorcycle.
It looked like a big old pickup of some sort. First pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one, 0-1 now, one out, nobody on. Pisgah trails 4-3. There's a pop-up in the infield. Maddox doesn't even have to get off the mound. He took one step off the mound and made the catch. So casual with it scared me because Landon was coming in sliding. That will bring pitcher Dylan Rodkin back to the plate. First pitch from Maddox with two outs. Called strike. High fastball. Madison pitching in a hurry now. That one goes to the backstop into the ground. Here comes another idiot pickup truck the other way. One and one now. Pitch, swing and a miss. Belt high fastball, got it by him. One ball, two strikes. There's one towards short. Bobbled, but thrown by. Oh, no, Owen missed the ball. Snow coned it, so a runner is on. And he's on second now. But still two outs, nothing to panic over. Zach made a great throw, but kind of snow coned on Owen. And he threw it. It had to be 95 miles an hour. So let's get this out, guys, and see what we can do. As the runner is on second. And it's just been, they've not out hit us. It's just been defensive stuff, man, to this point. So now runner on second. Maddox throws. Fastball strike outside corner. This is, who is this batting? I'm watching the plate.
Stutzman.
Yeah, Nick Stutzman. Runner leads off second. Two outs now, 0-1. Braden slips in behind him. Nothing doing. Almost hit him with a fastball. One ball, one strike. Jack, can we get one more special moment? We've seen so many. Pitch. That one's foul. Hit hard. Almost took out the third base umpire. Which is the first time I've said that in my entire broadcast career. We've never had more than two.
That's right.
Four umpires tonight in this level of playoffs. Count one ball, two strikes now. Runner leads off second. Maddox with a look at him. Pitch. Swing and a miss, and he blew it by him. Struck him out. That'll do it for Stuart Kramer, and we will go to the bottom of the seventh. Well, boys, the season's on the line. And here we go.
And I would have to think their pitcher has got to be close to his pitch then.
It would. One would think. Let's see if he comes back with somebody else. That'll be interesting to watch. They may bring the fireballer in for a few pitches. And what a good game, man. What a good game. We do trail 4-3.
Yep. New pitcher.
46. That's probably the 98-mile-an-hour guy. That's everybody talks about. That is the guy that hit the home run. Jack Schultz takes the mound. Big, big right-hand first baseman. Comes in. See if he can close the Bears out.
Who we got up for us, Jack?
7, 8, and 9, is it?
Let's see. Jackson Lehman, and then Braden Surratt, then Isaiah Mintz.
Sounds like two runs.
That would be special, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
So Jackson Lehman comes in for his first at bat this evening. Pisgah right fielder and a good one all year long. Family member sort of streaming in to the press box tonight. We want to see a miracle here. So 8, 9, and 1 coming up for the Bears as Jack Schultz. Is there any way they don't call him Sergeant? Thank you for being old enough to get that, fellas.
So you vold.
I did nothing. I was too busy with the voice. Jackson Lehman comes to the plate. Pisgah with three outs to get one run. It'll be Jackson Lehman, Braden Surratt, Isaiah Mintz. See if we can move on. I'd settle for free baseball at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if something's going on here with Coach Shepard. Be interesting to see this I'm not sure if this is the fireball guy they all talk about or not. I don't know. Oh, he's doing the Craig Kimbrell. First pitch to Jackson. He squares the bunt. Takes a strike right down the middle. Third baseman came in. First baseman remained at his normal spot. 0-1 now to Jackson Lehman. Pitch. Fast swing and a miss. You're going to have a hard time catching up to this one. 0-2 now. Nobody on, nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Pisgah down 4-3. Pisgah beating on the dugout. 0-2 pitch, misses outside. One ball, two strikes. A big collective groan from the dugout over there. One ball, two strikes to the Jackson Lehman. Pitch is a curveball that misses by 2 feet and hits the backstop. Count even at 2-2. Even in this tense moment, Jackson's talking and with a big grin on his face to the catcher. So we got to remind ourselves it's not life and death. Just feels like it. Just feels like it. A senior at the plate, a senior on deck. And we'd love to see him have one more special night. We can't complain for what we've had. 2-2 pitch to Jackson Lehman. Misses high with a curveball. Full count now. Pretty good at bat for Jackson.
Let's go.
He's going to come with a fastball, I'm be willing to bet. Pitch. There it is. Struck him out. Fastball on the outside edge. That'll bring Braden Surratt to the plate. With one out in the bottom of the seven, Pisgah with two outs to get a tying run. Maybe his last game, but he sees us standing up here in the press box as his mom plays his first ever walk-up song. I'm so proud of that kid. It was Cashmere, Led Zeppelin. Steps in for what could be his final at bat. First pitch, high with a curveball. He'll be heading to North Carolina State University in about 2 months. But for now, oh, fouled one off. He'll be happy he made contact. One ball, one strike, one out. Pisgah down 4-3. Bottom of the seventh. Two outs to go to get the tying run or to win it. The first somebody's got to get on. New baseballs for the umpire. We're about ready to go. 1-1. 1-1 count here. One ball, one strike, one out. Braden steps in. Big pitcher, swing and a miss. Now 1-2. He took a big cut, and I think he threw him a changeup there. Looked like he took a little something off of it. Top of the order, Isaiah Mintz waits on deck. One ball, two strikes. Pitch. Struck him out. Two outs now. Two outs. Isaiah Mintz comes to the plate. Last hope for the Bears.
Center fielder number 15, Isaiah Mintz.
Perfectly capable of getting on base. Now a conference on the mound with the catcher and the pitcher. But Maddox waits on deck should Isaiah get on base. they brought in their closer or their number one starter, the same thing, and he's just blazing it. 4-3, Pisgah trails, two outs now. But it's top of the order, Isaiah Mintz comes up. Wind up, pitch, breaking ball, misses, a little bit outside, not by much. One ball, no strikes, two outs now, and Pisgah needs a base runner, or the season will end. Pitch, fastball, strike on the inside corner. I'm not sure why he would ever throw anything else at this point. Well in the 90s. One ball, one strike. Isaiah Mintz trying to keep the season alive for the Bears. Bust one. Can he get down? Yes. Oh, it's a double. It's a double. Isaiah on his way to second. Stay where you are. Tying run is in scoring position. He absolutely busted one. And the center fielder was on his horse trying to get there, running towards right field. And it was just out of his reach. One more special moment. Do we have it? And I tell you this while they're having a conference at the mound with the coach. If we're not able to pull this out, it's been one of the greatest baseball seasons in Pisgah history.
Correct.
Pisgah started in 1966, and there are four conference championship banners hanging on that wall back there. This year's being the one. We watched the 21 team win that conference. And here tonight, so proud of these boys watching the 26 conference champion. Maddox right to the plate with Isaiah Mintz, tying run at second. First pitch is hit towards. Oh, this is going to be a.
Yes!
It's a base hit. It's a base hit. Just out of the reach. Just out of the reach off the first baseman's glove. He just barely did hit it. Isaiah has to hold at third, and a smart play. Good call by Harold, I think. Boone Carver comes to the plate, the senior catcher. Now runners on the corners with two outs. In drama, it always seems like. What a game, what a game. Not going down without a fight. Isaiah Mintz drilled that ball all the way to the wall. Off of the young man that they feared were unhittable, you know.
I tell you, got to be ready. A wild pitch. You try to score here, I think.
Oh, Lord. And Isaiah's got speed for it. Boone Carver with a three-run homer early in the game tonight. That's our only runs. Strength on strength here. Pitcher fires. Misses high and away with a curveball. Runner holds at first. Maddox right speedy, but there's no point testing it at this point with the tying run 90 feet away. One ball, no strikes, two outs. 4-3 game. There's a curveball that is in there for a strike to Boone. Okay, the crowd doesn't like it. Boone doesn't like it. One ball, one strike, two outs here in Canton. As the boys fighting so hard to extend this season. Runners on the corners, but two outs. 1-1 the count. Pitch, fastball hit a mile high. That could end the game a mile high. Center fielder makes the play, and that'll do it. That'll do it. Pisgah gives it all they've got. And Isaiah crumples to the plate as the season ends for the Bears, but by all means, a great season. Conference champions and heartbreaking Canton as six of our boys have played their final game here at Canton. And Isaiah still down as the Stuart Kramer boys line up for the handshake line. A great game. A great game. But the season ends and the career ends for some. Good sportsmanship. And the crowd salutes the Bears as they've, again, done something only done counting them four times in the history of Pisgah High School conference champions. Stuart Kramer tops the Bears 4-3 in an outstanding ball game. Outstanding ball game. We'll be back to award the A1 Storage Player of the Game as the season ends for our Bears, but a great season it was. We'll be right back. This has been Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Hi, this is Craig Orndorff inviting you to join me Saturdays at noon for Weekend in the Country here on WPTL. Weekend in the Country takes you back to a memorable week in country music from 1980 to 1999. So join up with me this Saturday at noon for Weekend in the Country here on 920 AM and 101.7 FM WPTL.
Weekend in the Country is brought to you by Ascend Women's Center and Haywood Ace Hardware, Saturdays at noon here on WPTL.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We're back in the Stevenson Pest Control press box tonight as Pisgah falls in the third round of the state playoffs by a score 4-3 to Stuart Creamer. Heartbreaking night the way it ended on defensive stuff, wild pitches and players that, got the extra bases out of nothing, really. They didn't out-hit us. It was just the way the baseball bounces sometimes. But an incredible season, and I'm so proud. Personally, my son has been a part of. He said, if I could just hang a banner, I just want to hang a banner. It's time to present tonight's A1 Storage Player of the Game, and for that, we'll send it to our brother Mike Lovelace from A1 Storage to award the Player of the Game.
Thank you, Tim. We're so pleased to be able to award the A1 Storage Player of the Game all season long. And every sport, it's just our honor to do that. And tonight, man, I tell you, just a heartbreaking loss, but I'm so proud of our seniors. Man, they led this team all season.
They did.
Not a better group of young men, great ball players. So the Knights A1 Storage Player of the Game is going to go to our six senior athletes. Tim, tell us who those six seniors are.
Jackson Lehman, Boone Carver, Maddox Wright, Braden Surratt, and who am I forgetting?
Rigsby?
No. Owen Rigsby. That's Rigsby. Correct. Owen Rigsby. So a heartbreaking way for it to end, but a hard-fought game. They didn't give up. They gave it all they had. So...
yeah, I couldn't be more proud. I tell you, those seniors, man, they have nothing to hang their head about tonight. They third round state playoffs. You just got to be ecstatic, and with a couple of fortunate breaks there, we could have easily been moving on. But just not to be tonight.
No, you got to give Stuart Creamer credit. Their bus broke down. They were an hour late getting here. That's never fun. It's always tough, and somehow for them to hang in there, and. And win this game, you got to give it to him. And that pitcher, Dylan Rodnick, was that his name? He was great.
Yeah, he got stronger after that first inning.
He most assuredly did. Dylan Rodnick, the Stuart Creamer pitcher, was just – he was great. Hits were equal. Is that right, Mr. Statistician?
Close. Yeah. I think Stuart Creamer had six.
Six hits. Pisgah had five.
I think.
That sounds right. Sounds right. Well, hats off to the seniors. Hats off to the team. They hung the banner, and they can always say they were champions at Pisgah High School. It's a final game for some of them. Some of them are moving on. Boone. Maddox will be playing at Guilford Tech. Owen Rigsby is going to school at Western for elementary education. He'll not be playing any further. Braden Surratt. Going to North Carolina State University for statistics and data analysis. Where he comes up with that, I have no idea. These boys It's been an awesome season. Well, we'll say goodnight for the final time. Jack's been awesome. Mike, thank you for hanging out with us tonight.
Yes, sir.
That's the season, and a championship season it is. This has been Pisgah Baseball. Tim Surratt, Mike Lovelace, Jack Webb, Jack Cuat back at the station. Good night, everybody.